And if you must be swept away, let it be on the sea of forgiveness. 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 Forgiveness.
And forgive me if it took a little longer to get the phones working, but Claudia Schmidt, welcome back to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you, Frank.
It has been too long since you have been on this radio show. I've seen you a few times, but the last time you were here on the air with me was 2006.
No kidding.
What's happened since then? Where are you these days, geographically and musically speaking?
Well, geographically, I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota. For the last, it'll be 3 years in July that I moved. So that's my moving, me getting a little bit closer to you anyway than I was in Michigan. And musically, I am like all over the place. It's great. I just had this new CD come out, which I'm really excited about.
It's
on the move with that. Yeah. And, that's just, yeah, been out for a couple weeks. I'm just on a roll.
It's a remarkably variegated, I guess is the best word I can think of, project. It's got folk songs, and it's got those sort of dreamy, thoughtful Claudia Schmidt songs, and there's some straight ahead jazz and blues and even a spoken word piece.
Yeah. It's my world, and I feel like that's why I think why I'm excited about it, because I've always, you know, delved in all those areas, and I feel like they come together in this project in this really cohesive way that I'm very happy about.
Didn't anybody sit you down and say, Claudia, how are we going to market this?
No, in fact, Red House, who put it out, is wildly excited about it. So, so it's great. Yeah.
I hesitate to guess the state of mind of a musician from their art, but it feels like this is a happier album than your last one, than Evidence of Happiness.
No, I don't think so. I don't feel that way at all.
Oh, okay.
I think it covers all sorts of emotional stuff.
I guess it's because it starts out with Already, which is such a
right
a happy, hoppy, friendly.
Yeah. It goes lots of places from there.
I think we should go to blues next. Tell us a little bit about My Defenses Are Down.
Well, just sort of a little atmospheric piece about when somebody sort of decides to become vulnerable again, you know. And I wanted to do it in a lighthearted way, you know. Sort of the other side of the hard work of Match.com, you know, somebody sort of just decides to sort of put it out there. So it had a little bit of, you know, mystery to it. It was just a really fun one to write. Very fun.
It's fun to listen to, too. We'll hear it now. Claudia Schmidt on the Saturday Cafe with My Defenses Are Down. I can't imagine Claudia Schmidt ever being defenseless. Claudia Schmidt is my guest today on the Saturday Cafe. My defenses are down. That's a heck of a band you have on there.
Yeah, boy, that was a coup. That was such a coup. I brought my friend Dean McGraw, my longtime guitar collaborator, out east where I recorded last summer, and Mark Thayer, who was the engineer of the project at his studio, pulled together that rhythm section, and you know, one never knows when that happens, but everything just clicked. It was so great. We just fell into it.
You're performing this coming Thursday night in Eugene. It's the Tsunami Bookstore, 2585 Willamette Street, Thursday the 10th of April. Anywhere else in this tour that might be close to our listening area? You're in...
And do you get to Salem?
Oh, Salem, definitely. Where are you in Salem?
Yeah. I'm doing a house concert Friday night in Salem with Mark Nasser. And I don't have any information about that other than that, but on my website, claudiaschmidt.com, all the info is on there.
Well, I will have to get to that and put it in our folk calendar before I read the calendar later in the hour.
Yeah, that just kind of came about in the last couple of weeks, kind of late on.
Excellent. Anything new on the horizon for a writing project? You've been doing, actually, you've done several theater projects. Is there anything happening in that vein?
No, nothing's happening right now. I mean, I'm writing all the time, so that's nothing in particular. I'm sort of, this new one just came out, so I'm going to give it a little space and time.
Well, thank you very much.
And we'll see what happens. We'll see if anybody even makes CDs anymore, or, you know, where we're going with that. So.
I'm waiting for the day when I can download Claudia Schmidt albums directly into my brain from the internet.
Oh, God, I don't even want to be around for that. Sorry.
But I've been enjoying this one so much. I think I would like, I had originally planned on ending the set with the first track already, but I think that I would rather end with a sprightly little round that you wrote for your mom.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that Jane's Around, please.
Yeah, I wrote that about 2 weeks after my mom died, and it was just with me in the car one day, and I really feel like she gave it to me. It was a little gift from the other side, so it was just the line and the words, and I didn't know what to do with it at first. And then it asked to be around, which is what it became.
Is that Sally Rogers and Howie Burson singing along? I think I recognize
the
voices.
And a friend of theirs named Jeff David.
Uh-huh. Claudia Schmidt, thank you so much for taking time out from getting ready for tonight's show to talk to us today on the Saturday Cafe.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Frank. Thanks for making the effort, and hope to see you next week.
Indeed, I will be there.
Thanks.
Claudia Schmidt performing Friday night in a house concert in Salem, Thursday night in Eugene at Tsunami Books. Here is Jane's Around.
We're born, we live, we die, we're gone, but love goes on and on.
We're born, we live, we die, we're gone, but love goes on and on.
We're born, we live, we die, we're gone, but love goes on and on.